We now bring to these microphones David James. It's that time of the week when David and I get together to have a conversation looking at an issue that may be confronting the body of Christ, and we need to have a biblical perspective on that issue. This time we're going to be talking about Americans increasingly skeptical about the existence of God. David, an article came out this week that highlights some disturbing trends concerning the increasing secularization of America. Talk to me about it.
Right. Well, this is based upon a survey that was done from 1972 to 2014 and involved nearly 60,000 respondents. And it indicated that the percentage of Americans who believed in God at all really reached an all-time low in 2014. So it was a significant survey over about four decades.
Well, talk to us and let's discuss some of the specific trends noted in the article. Now, one has to do with the number of Americans who say they never pray as compared to the 1980s. I do believe that's a part of it.
Right. Well, the survey indicated that there are about five times as many Americans now who say that they never pray as compared to the 1980s, and another statistic was that nearly twice as many Americans report that they don't believe in God. So that's an increase of 100% over the last 30 to 40 years.
David, I read through the article, and one of the professors at San Diego State University made an observation concerning a change from previous studies, which indicated a difference between a public religious affiliation and the private religious views held by many Americans.
Well, that's true. There have been many studies over the past several years that indicated that even though that there was a tendency to not necessarily affiliate with a specific religion, that Americans were becoming more spiritual in general. But this study, again, one of the most extensive studies that has ever been done to my knowledge, indicates that when you dig a little deeper, that's not really true, and the decline in even private religious practice and beliefs is corresponding at least to some degree with the distancing from public religious affiliation.
David, it seems that researchers tend to attribute America's apparent declining interest in spiritual things to a growing distrust in religious institutions, the church, etc., rather than an actual turning away from God. But that appears to be changing now. Is that correct?
That's true. You know, one of the things that this professor at San Diego pointed out was that things like the child abuse scandal within the Catholic Church, and then also I would say that, you know, as people have become somewhat disillusioned with maybe even the megachurch trend or some of the politics involved. There have been a lot of scandals even in the evangelical community with men like Ted Haggard and others falling, people who have been highly regarded in the past like Bill Gothard having problems. All of these things have tended to cause people to be skeptical about religious institutions, but now that seems to be playing out even being skeptical about the Bible in general. There's a tremendous decline in those who believe that the Bible is true, even the existence of God. As I noted earlier, about 100% more people, twice as many, would say they don't believe in God now.
Well, the article also noted that there was even a marked difference between 30-somethings, the millennials, and those in the age bracket of 18 to 22. Why is that?
Well, I think one of the things that the article noted was that not only is it a decline in terms of generations, it is also a decline in terms of which decade we're in. So the point being that as we move through time, America broadly is becoming more secular with less belief in God. But pointing to the 30-somethings, they said that in 2014, nearly a third of 30-something said that they were secular as opposed to religious, and a fifth reported that they were not even spiritual. But then the 18 to 22-year-olds, who reported no religious affiliation rose from about 11% in the 1970s to 36% in 2014. And those who said they never pray rose from 4% in the 1970s to now it's about 28%. So all of these indicate both a generational difference, but also a broad scope in the historical difference and changes in America.
One of the very interesting findings was that while more and more Americans seemed to doubt even the existence of God, there was actually a slight increase in belief in life after death, for example, heaven.
Right. You know, I'm not sure exactly what's contributing to that. You know, there has been this really spate of movies and books that have come out, Heaven is for Real, 90 Minutes in Heaven, and just really dozens of other books that claim of life after death experiences. But one of the things is that this isn't limited to those who are just claiming to be Christians. So I think people are looking for something to, because we're inherently religious. God has created us with an innate knowledge that God exists. And even though we might deny it, I think people, when they see things like this, they tend to wonder if they might be wrong and there might be more to life than what we just see in the physical realm.
David, several years ago, you sent me an email about another survey that actually ended up being a catalyst in moving you off of the mission field there in Hungary to having us work together to start the ministry that you're currently involved in. Talk to about it.
That's right. There was a survey of over 30,000 churchgoers that came out in, the results came out in 2008. It indicated some significant changes in the theology, particularly within the evangelical church, but in America as a whole. And I realized, as we discussed it, that there was a need for a group, an organization, and writing and research to be done to help evangelical church hold on to its historical roots theologically.
And you established that ministry. You have a website. Give the web address so people can go and find out more information about what you're doing.
Sure. It's the Alliance for Biblical Integrity, and the website is biblicalintegrity.org. That's one word, biblicalintegrity.org.
Now, as I recall, there was one key statistic that was especially shocking that had to do with how evangelicals viewed the possibility of salvation in other religions.
Well, that's true, and in fact, I was just speaking in a missions conference this past weekend at the church of one of the other founders of ABI, Paul Bereke, in Vineland, and I mentioned this statistic, and the fact is that even though evangelicals would theoretically claim to believe that Christ is the only way to heaven, you must be born again through hearing the gospel and believing the gospel and trusting in Christ, this survey indicated that as much as 59% of evangelicals thought that there was a possibility of salvation in another religion, and only 36% believed that there was salvation to be found only in Christ. That's a tremendously troubling statistic.
What would you say are the key reasons for these ongoing shifts in America as a whole in general? But then talk to us about among evangelicals in particular.
Well, I think that we have entered in what people call entered into a postmodern era, where people really don't believe that there's such a thing as an absolute truth, and what you believe or what I believe is good for each of us, but not necessarily applies to others. Also, there's a pluralism which says that all of religions are equally valid, and certainly we see more Eastern mysticism and a lot of other things creeping in. But then evangelicals, I think it's largely due to a lack of solid Bible teaching in our churches over the last 30 years. As we become more seeker-sensitive and appealing to the unbeliever rather than focusing on equipping believers to reach the lost.
Now, you were talking about some of the activities among the millennials, among those who are 18 to 22 years of age, the young people, in essence, and they go away to college and they're confronted with something contradictory to biblical philosophy. Is that a part of what's happening among the especially younger evangelicals?
Well, I think that's true, and I think in a lot of churches that methodology is taken over from mission in terms of equipping the young people, and there's a lot of programs and a lot of things going on, but there's this idea that you can't teach biblical doctrine to young people because they're bored. Well, that's really not true. For a young person who is born again, if the Word of God is taught correctly and in an interesting way, in a way that they can apply, they're going to be attracted to that, and it's going to equip them to withstand this onslaught that they're going to get when they get into college.
You know, one of my hobby horses says, let's quit entertaining young people and let's edify them with the Word of God. Well, certainly, David, all of this would seem to have implications as we move deeper into the last days before the rapture of the church and the coming judgments of the tribulation period.
Well, it sure would, and I think that as the society becomes more secular, but because we are, as I said, we are created in the image of God, and we have an inherent sense that God exists, as people deny that broadly, you know, we talked the last couple of weeks about the signs and wonders movement, when there's this hint that there really is something beyond this life, that the supernatural really exists, I think people will tap into that, which leads to the possibility of people accepting false signs and wonders. And then we know from 2 Thessalonians 2 that the Antichrist, during the tribulation period, he will deceive the whole world through false signs and wonders, and people are going to realize that they've been wrong, but it's going to cause them to embrace a false spirituality and false signs and wonders, and the Antichrist as the savior of the world. And this is a tremendously dangerous trend.
And when Jesus Christ was talking about his return back to the earth, based upon the fact that he did resurrect from the dead, as we think about Resurrection Sunday, he gave, just prior to his death, burial, and resurrection, the Olivet Discourse. And in chapter 24 of Matthew, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24, it talked about deception as the major sign of his return, not the rapture, but the second coming. And so we're going to expect to see a lot of deception as we lead up to that period of time, referred to as the end times, referred to as the tribulation you were talking about. Would that not be correct?
That's absolutely true, and the deception is broad. It's deception on the one hand, saying there is nothing supernatural, and then deception on the other hand, when people have false signs and wonders, which will cause them to rethink things, but to embrace falsehood rather than the truth of the Word of God.
I hope that this has been an alarm warning to you, my dear friend, the conversation I had with David about where Americans, even evangelicals, are moving away from their trust and belief in the Word of God and the God of the Word, and what he has to say for us in these days, the last days in which we're living. David, thank you for the conversation. Always a joy to get together with you and talk. Thank you for your research. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy.